Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Angel in the Desert.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert, until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's. He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree, but then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you. He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The Word of the Lord. Once there was a young boy in elementary school who did it all right. He worked hard in school. He looked out for his younger brother and sister. He offered to help the teachers. And he smiled and greeted those he met. And yet it was uncovered years later that the awful truth was that he had gone home to a seriously abusive situation. Each night he must have sat under his own broom tree and asked God to do something, anything. He must have felt like he had had enough. Eventually, God took care, and a compassionate, responsible person moved into his life. No one in school had realized. An Elijah situation? Perhaps. So, Elijah, what about him? Prior to this passage, we see Elijah as a very believing prophet who encouraged the people, prayed for a rescue from the drought, saw that the widow's son did not die, and with great drama around the altar of sacrifice with the fire and the water and the bull, displayed the favor and the reality of the God the people needed to recognize. And in this passage, Elijah is tired out, running for his life, resting in the desert. He feels as we do sometimes, no good turn goes unpunished. He is pretty exhausted from listening to God, allowing God to work, turning stony hearts to fleshy ones, and he wonders what else will be asked of him, and would he be willing to respond. But then an angel, food, water. Imagine what was going on inside of him. Compare it to the times we have been comforted by God or an angel of God. Elijah enjoyed the gifts, and then the angel again. Another visit of love and comfort. All of this was just what Elijah needed. Soon he was up and at it again, able to walk for 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain Horeb. What lesson is there for us in all of this? Perhaps it is a lesson of faith, of patience, of trust in our God. All of life's experiences and successes do not depend on us. We must rely on God, and wonder of wonders, more will be given than we ever could accomplish alone. Several years later, I ran into the young man I mentioned in the story. He was a high school student by then. He looked so different. He had gained weight and walked with confidence in his life. He had had, by then, many hearth cakes and jugs of water, and he was on his journey of 40 days and 40 nights with joy and hope.